Hello, this is Apostle Thompson Grace, and peace be multiplied to you through our Lord Jesus Christ. This morning, Romans chapter 5, verse 15, but not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace. I want you to think about that term, the grace of God. And the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, has abounded unto many. And not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift. For the judgment was by one to condemnation, but the free gift is of many offenses unto justification. The word justification means righteousness, and the word condemnation must be placed beside the word justification. Because I believe a lot of time we are condemned. In my meditation, condemnation is akin to punishment. It will cause a stop of the flow of the love of God and the grace of God and the forgiveness of God that comes through Christ. Christ paid for our justification or for our righteousness of having right standing with God. So I want to read that part again in the 16th verse. Not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift. For the judgment was by one to condemnation, but the free gift is of many offenses unto justification. Now, verse 17 kind of set this thing off. For by one man offense, death reign by one, that's Adam. And then it says, much more. Now notice the term, much more. They which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. So today, I want you to recognize that you have the ability to reign in life because you're a Christian. No matter what mistake or shortcoming that has come in your life, condemnation and punishment and judgment is not greater than justification, which is the righteousness of God. So in Christ, you have the ability to reign over every situation, every opposition that comes in your life. That reigning is carried out by two things, by receiving two things, the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. Both of them are in Christ Jesus. So as a child of God, I want to encourage you this very day that your life is not by what you achieve. Your life is by what you receive. Go on and receive that abundance of grace today and receive the gift of righteousness. Notice it's receiving. Notice it's a gift. And again, I want to say to you that justification is stronger than condemnation. Sometimes people look for some way to judge somebody, some way to condemn somebody. They're asking about consequences. I believe our job is to be lifters and not to look for a person's weakness, not to look for their problem, but to be an encourager. Exalt that person. Turn them to Christ and turn them to the Holy Spirit. Today I do that to you. No matter what way you have failed in this day or in all your past years, I'm encouraging you as an apostle of God that you're going to make it, that God's going to help you, you're going to be strong, you're going to be victorious, you're going to receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness in your life, and the lifter, the Lord Jesus Christ, will lift you into the victory in whatever situation, whatever need you have, it shall come to pass in Jesus' name.